Focusing on another NL Folk Festival artist on VOCM.
There's a noble fleet of whalers a-sailing from Dundee, manned by British sailors to take their moor to sea. On a western ocean passage, we started on the trip, and we flew along just like a song in a gallant whaling ship. 'Twas the second Sunday morning, just after leaving port, we met a heavy south gale that washed away our boat. It washed away our quarterdeck, our stanchions just as well, and so we set the whole shebang a-floating in the gale. Oh, the wind was on our quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the Opalina. You needn't try me, sons, for we challenged all the great and small from Monday to St. John's. Jackson set his canvas, fair weather got its steam, but Captain Guy, the daring boy, came plunging through the stream. And Mullins in the Husky tried to beat the bloomin' lot, but to beat the old Polina was something he could not. There's the noble Terra Nova, a model without doubt, the Arctic and Aurora they talk so much about. Our Jackman's model mailboat, the terror of the sea, tried to beat the old Polina on a passage from Dundee. Oh, the wind was on our quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Polina. You needn't try me, sons, for we challenged all but great and small from Dundee to St. John's. Back in old St. John's, where rum is very cheap, so we'll drink a health to Captain Guy who brought us all the deep. A health to all our sweethearts and to our wives of fair. Not another ship could make the trip with a planer, I declare. Oh, the wind was on our quarter and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Polina. You needn't try me, sons, but we challenged all but great and small from Dundee to St. John's.
That's Fergus O'Byrne, the old Polina, here on Focus. And Fergus O'Byrne is in studio with us this afternoon. And you're going to be back, actually, Fergus, the 40th Annual Folk Festival this coming August. You and Jim Payne will take the stage.
Jim and Jim are doing the stage. As far as I know, we're on Sunday night, from what I heard. But I haven't seen the full schedule yet. So really looking forward to it. And I saw the lineup, and it's great to see such a local crowd on it. For the 40th, it's only proper, really, that it should focus on local performers and stuff like that, because it harks back to the old days when the festival was all about people from Newfoundland, Labrador.
Now, I know there's a large focus on the festival as well, as we work through the schedule of it, on young talent, and then, of course, the people who have helped make the festival what it is today. You got a good focus on the young talent here in this province with Young Folk at the Hall. You want to give us a bit of a history? What's what we're really going to talk about for this segment today? The history of the folk, our societies, the Young Folk at the Hall, how you started it, how it's been on the go for some 16 years now, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, 15 years. Just to harken back to the folk festival, though, the Neil Murray stage, which focuses on young performers. I remember years ago I was doing the festival, and this guy from the States, he was up there. He'd been to festivals all over the place. He said, "Man, never seen nothing like that. All these young kids on the stage playing." And that is a big part of the festival. And the Young Folk at the Hall, yeah, 15 years was the 15th year I did it in St. John's last January. And I've also taken it around the island. I started it off in St. John's, and then I got the notion to start taking it around the province, because I was getting a lot of inquiries of it. So initially, with the help of the Newfoundland and Labrador Arts Council, I was able to take it on the road. But now I'm whenever I can, with the help of the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Art Society, and local organizations are taking it on, and we're running Young Folk at the Hall in various parts of the province. For example, this this coming June as part of the Song, Stages and Seafood Festival out in Bay Roberts. We're doing a Young Folk at the Hall project out there with in inclusion with the Folk Art Society, Town of Bay Roberts, and the Cultural Association out in Bay Roberts.
So you've seen a lot of the performers that I guess, you know, are on stage today at the folk festivals and various venues through the province. You've seen them kind of grow up in the music community.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and you know, the Young Folk at the Hall has just been one part of it. I mean, I wouldn't claim that the Young Folk at the Hall has been responsible, but it has certainly lended itself as a venue and an outlet for young performers. And the Young Folk at the Hall's project, what it is really, is a way of bringing young children together who have an interest in folk music, who already play a little bit, and giving them an ownership of a project. Because what happens basically in a nutshell is that we register maybe up 30, 40 children, bring them together. I arbitrarily form them into bands ranging in age from 7 to 17 and put them in a room with a facilitator, mentor, who is probably a past participant of the Young Folk at the Hall, and they run the kids, just sort of guide them through getting material together, and we do that for two Saturday afternoons, and then the Sunday afternoon is a concert. So it's a very sort of like a band camp, except it's just a lot of fun, and the kids just have a ball doing it. And really, the idea of it came from years and years ago. Gene Houston, in fact, was involved, and Christina Smith. We had this idea to do something with young folk, and then we came up with the idea, well, let's get them together and do some rehearse, let them rehearse together for a couple of weekends. But how it all came about, really, at this stage of it, was my son Fergus Brownaburn, who's now comes back and mentors and helps, and he also teaches at Long McQuaid and teaches music and stuff like that. When he was about 12 or so, he was really into folk music, trad. But there wasn't the opportunity to meet with other young people, because the scene in St. John's, unless you're 19 and up, you can't get to hear music, really. You can't get to hear this folk trad music. There's a couple of venues now. But back in those days, you couldn't. So I came up with this idea to run this Young Folk at the Hall, whereby he could meet other of his peers. And I knew there were lots and lots of kids at home in their bedrooms banging away on accordions and fiddles. And, you know, it wasn't cool to be at it. You know, if you weren't into, you know, Britney Spears and stuff like that, it wasn't cool. But there is a whole slew of youngsters out there who just love the music. And it's worked.
It has worked, for sure. And you mentioned your son, Fergus Brownaburn. Let's play a couple of tunes here. People who kind of come up through the community, and of course they've participated with Young Folk at the Hall. Aaron Collison and Amelia Partellis will play something from them in a moment. But your son plays with the Freels.
What plays with the Freels, yeah, as well as doing gigs with me, and he does solo stuff, but he plays with the Freels. And and talking about Aaron Collis, because Aaron Collis is one of the kids who, I won't call him a kid now. He used to drive in from Gander. Mm-hmm. For the early Young Folk at the Hall, and that sort of put me in mind to take it out. I took it to Central, I've been to Stephenville, I've been to Marystown, down Bonavista Way, and several times in each place. So it's great, labour of love, and it's just great fun.
And we'll see how all the, of course, encouragement from people just like you turned out in these selections here on Focus on 590 VOCM. Thank you.
You're listening to Focus on VOCM.
Aaron Collis, Amelia Bartelis right there here on Focus, presented by the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society. And this segment is focusing on young folk at the hall. Fergus O'Byrne is joining us. I guess we can call you the founder, the organizer, the runner, a bit of everything. Eh?
Chief bottle washer.
There you go. So we were mentioning just a little while ago about the history of the young folk at the hall. You mentioned coming up in June, you'll be doing something in Bay Roberts.
I'm doing something in Bay Roberts in association with the Song Stages and Seafood Festival out there. Grace United Hall, we're having a concert on the 7th, on the 5th of June at 7 o'clock. What I really want to mention about young folk at the hall, I mean, I organize and I get it together and I register the kids and do all the paperwork and do all that stuff. But I have to, you know, take my hat off to the people who volunteer, who mentor, because I've got, you know, Danny Mills, Fergus Brown O'Byrne, there's a whole slew of them that have come through that program and are now coming back to mentor and work with the young kids. And it's just been a great sort of pass it along. Like, I've always had this idea, like, when I came to the province, I learned a lot from Rufus Ginchard, Emile Benoit, Minnie White, and all those people who were so generous passing the music along to my generation. And now I'm, in my way, passing it along to Fergus and Aaron and Rosemary Lawton and that generation. And in turn, they are really giving back to the younger generation again. And that's what it's all about, really. That's what it's always been in Newfoundland. We've always learned from our elders. And, they will be the elders at one point or other, and passing it along as generously as they do. It's great that they do all the work. And also, you know, I go to schools and say, look, can I use your space for our workshops? And they say, oh yeah, no problem. And there's so many people in the background that are volunteering to help spread the word about young folk at the hall.
So if anybody wants to get involved, I guess, and kind of learn a bit more, or even, you know, maybe a musician's listening and you want to come help you mentor some young folk, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at fobyrne@nl.rogers.com. Or they can just go on to the Folk Art Society, contact them, and get through to me as well. They'll send a note on to me.
Well, listen, Fergus, we appreciate you popping in here and taking the time to chat with us here on Focus. Young folk at the hall is a great part of our community. And as you mentioned as well, the Neil Murray Stage, there's many great ways that the young folk can get folk music out.
It's fabulous. And I see more and more, there are more kids involved. There are more people aware, more children aware of the culture here, which is so unique that it's just great.
All right, listen, thanks for coming in. We'll see you at the 40th Newfoundland Labrador Folk
Indeed
Festival.
Indeed we will, Greg. Thanks.